This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah Rabbul Alamin for His blessing. And we keep on asking Allah to make us people who are grateful and thankful to the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alamin, who have given us everything that we don't even ask sometimes. I believe most of us sometimes we don't ask for help, we don't ask for provision because we know everything is ready, it's there for us. See? But Alhamdulillah, Allah keep on providing for all of us without fail. It's like a parent who always provide for the children, but Allah as the Creator provide for all His creation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are humble to seek forgiveness if we make mistake. To Allah, to fellow human children, to their parent, husband, wife, friends. If we make something wrong, we hurt somebody, it's very wise to be humble and ask forgiveness or say, I'm sorry. That's all. And also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep on guiding us because we need ongoing guidance. The challenges of the world today is very different from the time of our great-great-grandfather. With all the IT and all the information, yeah, and the fingertip, thing can go wrong very easily. You know? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are very, very careful with our words, our action, living in this world, we need to communicate, we need to talk, but you must be very careful with your words. Choose the best word. Say what is right, or silence is always golden. And that's why the Prophet said, whoever believes in Allah, man kana yu'min billah yawm al-akhir and the day of judgment. If you believe in Allah and the day of judgment, the Prophet said, say what is right or be silent. Say what is right or just be silent, control. Because a word is like a bullet. One is out, you cannot say, oh, I'm sorry. You can say, I'm sorry, but we don't know whether the people can just erase it or now the wound is there. They just wait for the right moment, they will reflect and they will revisit again. You remember last time you said this? I thought, no, I've asked for forgiveness and we keep on moving forward, but it can be recalled again. And the Prophet ﷺ always remind us also to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us very careful with our selection of friends, our environment. You are a good person, but if you're in the wrong environment, if something happens, then you can be the victim. That's why it's important. Example, if you are a young boy, you have a lot of friends, but you are not involved in smoking, neither you involved in drug, but you be friends with people who are involved in drug. When the police got some info somewhere, they come and raid, you are there. And your friend innocently, maybe to escape, you know, they just put something in your bag and you will be a victim. Many cases have happened that people, children who are not involved, but they become the victim. You see? And that is the reality of life. So you must be very careful with your selection. That how careful you want to select the food that you want to eat, the shoes that you want to buy. You know, you are very selective. You don't go to the Bata shop anymore. You want to go to Skechers, Nike, you know, all this kind of branded thing. The same goal, you want to have quality friend, not just a friend. So at the end of the day, we always ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make us sincere in believing in Him, in worshipping Him. Good time, bad time, we will never disconnect ourselves with Almighty Allah, the Creator. And may Allah make us people who always follow the way that we have been asking Allah every day, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, O Allah, show us, guide us to the straight path. That is what we ask when we perform our prayer. Our prayer is correct. You ask for guidance. But are we committed with our prayer? Are we serious? After asking, do you follow up with the guidance? The guidance is there. Quran is there. How many of us read the Quran every day? We don't read every day. Those who have been reading, how many of us understand? Very few. A lot of people read the Quran. If you ask them, do you understand? Not yet. When are you going to understand? And how many of us, when Allah said, follow my prophet Muhammad, he said, if you want Allah to love you, to protect you, to be saved, to be guided, Allah said, follow my messenger. How many of us read the book of Hadith? How many of us read the saying of the prophet? Very few. Yeah. Surprisingly, when I check with a lot of Muslims when I'm giving a lecture in the mosque and so on, how many memorize Quran? I ask them, Alhamdulillah. Majority, they're not raise up their hand because I'm asking how many memorize the Quran. Majority don't memorize. I said, no. I don't say, I'm not asking how many memorize the whole Quran. I say, memorize Quran. If you have memorized Fatiha, you can raise up your hand, but people are worried. Wait, I don't memorize Baqarah. I only memorize Fatiha. Maybe I have memorized Qul Huwallah, Inna A'tay, the short one. You know? I say, good, it's Quran. You have memorized. How many of us memorize the saying of the Prophet, even one? Surprisingly, majority don't memorize. Remember, I always share, on and off, I said, the Prophet said, La darara wa la dirar. Follow me to recite this again. La darara wa la dirar. Again, La darara wa la dirar. Last one. La darara wa la dirar. Again. Alhamdulillah. Now you memorize one hadith. Good. It's very beautiful saying, very short, sound alike, just a longer tone over here. Yeah. Then the meaning is don't say anything that cause harm to yourself. Neither you do or say anything that cause harm to others. That's all. Yeah. Don't do or say anything that may cause harm to you. Neither you should do or say anything that cause harm to others. Then you save yourself from a lot of problems. then you don't create enemies where you go, because you are not causing any harm to anybody. This is just a humble experience, yeah? Sharing, so that we must understand why the Prophet was sent, just to show us the way. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. Now, let us continue based on the book, Don't Be Sad. Why we are sad? Because the day in, day out, when we expose ourselves to the internet, yeah, in Twitter, in all this Facebook, we are very confused. Every day, we find people, not only children, now adult. Yeah, they are not careful with the word. Cursing, judging each other, yeah, attacking one another. What they say may be true, but there are many ways for us to, yeah, remind one another. But sometimes they just use any word they want to use. You see, and it's not healthy at all for the young children to be exposed to all these kind of words where the adults are not careful. And because everybody is not careful, from the top to the down, politicians are not careful with their word, leaders are not careful with their word, they just say what they want to say, and people are listening, and people are waiting for action, not just word. You keep on saying and saying, no action done. After some time, people just get very sad. Even this book, Don't Be Sad, but being human, we are sad. What is happening? You know, life is getting more difficult from time to time. The challenges is getting greater. We want peace. We want to move on. But if everybody is picking up on somebody's fault, we cannot move. The authority is there. You must act according to the power given to you. You don't favor anybody. Right is right, wrong is wrong. That's all. If they do things to favor somebody, they are not qualified to be in that unit at all. Because the truth favors nobody. Justice is for all or no justice. That's all. You cannot pick. I don't like you, or pick on you. I like them, everything goes. No. It's easy to say, no. But when it comes to implementation, we keep on failing. And while we are failing, we keep on talking again. We don't have shyness and shame. People are listening, are watching, and are waiting. And what did Allah say in the Holy Quran? لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ قَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say something that you don't want, you don't have the intention even to do it? The Malays, what they say, cakap tak seperti Pekin. You walk the walk, talk the talk. That should be the spirit. If not, be quiet first. Then people don't have hope. People pretend you don't say anything. But you keep on saying. And you keep on failing. Difficult. To gain trust is like a parent keep on reminding the children to be good, but they themselves don't show good example. It's difficult. It's difficult for the children to follow and to respect. Because when they look at the parent is just talking without showing good example. Now, today we are continue. Do not respond to an injurious statement that is made about you, if possible. People keep on attacking you. If you know that that person who attacked you is ignorant, it's your duty to explain. You don't counter with another attack. No. Ignorant people will say a lot of things without knowledge. Follow their motion, their feeling. So you have a duty to clear the air. Yeah? You just don't behave like them. They don't understand, you make them understand. They still don't understand, you send some people to talk to them, make them understand. Yeah? You don't mislead the public, yeah? And other. And don't misuse the authority given to you. Don't do that. Yeah? They always said, every action, there is a reaction. It comes back. It bounces back. Is that the pace that we are talking about today? Yep. Yeah. Forbearance, buried thought. That if you can have patience, it helps. But patience also has a limit. If you know the people is lying, create fitna, slandering is not true, you have the duty to clear the air. By your silence, that means you agreed with their statement. Sometimes there are things you just cannot be quiet. People don't understand, you make them understand. If what they say is true, you must also accept it. You don't try to keep on treating other people like these people know nothing. That's why there is a saying, the reason the people want to control a human people before, when the authority, the emperor, the king in the time of Pharaoh, Nimrod, when they want to control their nation, the first thing they do to make them ignorant. Don't give them knowledge. Don't expose them to what is right and wrong. Just keep them in the dark. So easy for you to control the ignorant people. They just listen, become a blind follower. Islam do not allow us to treat the ignorant in that manner. People who don't know, is the duty of those who have knowledge. La yambari an alim an yaskut ala ilmi. It's not right for people of knowledge, people who know, to not to teach the ignorant one. Teach them your duty. You know, they don't know, your duty to teach them. La yambari lil jahil an yaskut ala ilmi. Al-Jahli is not right for the ignorant people to stay ignorant all the time. You must seek knowledge. Both parties have a role. People of knowledge, you must share the knowledge, pass it down. It's just like parents today. We don't have qualification like our children today sometimes. We are simple-minded people. We may not learn until university level, maybe even we drop if from five we drop out. But we want our children to be better than us. We don't want our children to be more ignorant than us. We will send them to school, tuition. We don't have tuition like all of the children today. Do we have tuition? No tuition. Everything taught in the school. After break, kala, playtime. Everything we play. We don't go for any tuition. No tuition in the 60s, 70s. Later on now, you see tuition after school, and after school goes back to tuition again. You know, life is different today. Yeah. And sometimes children who don't have enough time to really be very active, then they get very upset. They become very, very rebellious sometimes. Situation change. But why? Because parents, even they are ignorant, they make sure that their children will not be like them. Alhamdulillah. So that is the duty of all of people who have knowledge. Tolerance is superior. Silence conquer the enemy, but you must have the right silence. Too silent, then people know you have failed. No, you can be silent when you know what they're saying is not true at all. But you have a duty to explain. It's very important how to react. Tolerance is superior. Life is full of give and take. That's why from the beginning of a family life, the man must give and the lady take. It's give and take. Who give the dowry? Not the woman. The man must give dowry. And after that, the man still must give. The man must supply, must prepare food, buy this. The man must keep on giving, and the woman keep on taking. That is your right. But when the woman is giving back, because the woman is a good woman, a noble woman, she is not selfish, she also contributes. That is a very good lady. And that's what Islam wants us to do. Parents keep on giving to the children. When are the children going to give back to the parent? Now their children, they are jobless, they don't have money, of course. We don't expect any. When they are working, they become professional, doctor, lawyer, engineer. They have their livelihood now. Do the children remember us as parents? Normally, what we say? Did the children, when they come home, buy some food for their parents? They know the parent love this, they buy this. They know the parent love Musang King, they buy Musang King. They know the parent love chocolate, they buy chocolate. Did they do that? Normally, do they do that? Hardly they do it. We are doing it until today. When we eat, we remember them. Oh, I must bring home for my children. Not only for my children, my grandchildren. No, no. It's an ongoing love. Yeah, unbreakable. We never give up. Anything we have, we keep on sharing. Allahu Akbar. That's a good parent. But then children must remember to be a good children. Give and take. Time for you to give, give. Parents don't ask a lot from us. They give a lot to us. But you must love and pick up the good value. Love them. Respect them. Don't hurt them. That's why Islam said, don't even say, oh, to your parent. Be patient. If what they say about you is not correct, let them say first. Then you prove to them through your action, not the word. I'm not like this, mom. I'm not like that, dad. I don't know where you'll get this information. I will prove it to you, not just word to word. I'll prove to you. I get and share with you a simple thing. Parents warn the children, don't get involved in smoking. Haram. Then children have friends who like to smoke. And when you come home, if you are with the smokers, when you come home, the parents smell. Do your body have smell? Yeah, the clothes. Because you're in the environment. Even you don't smoke, but you smoke yourself. You're in the environment of smoker. They blow this, they blow that. You stay away, but you don't smoke. But because of the smell. When you come home, the smell. Smoking, You lie to me? You still want to lie? You think we don't have the nose to feel that you are smoking? But you may not smoke. You don't smoke. Now, how you have to prove to them that I never involved smoking? You want me to check? We can go to the hospital. We can go and check now for. But because I was with my friend, my man smoke. You must know how to explain back to your parent. And sometimes because the parent are very fast in judging. Now the son who is telling the truth and you don't believe in him, later on he may also get upset. Okay lah, I say I don't smoke. You keep on saying you smoke, I smoke. You see, they rebel in that manner. You must have the patient understanding and you must know how to move on. And forgiveness is honor for which you shall be rewarded. If you like to forgive, Allahu Akbar. I think parent is easy to forgive their children. But sometimes children become very, very ungrateful. Parent may make mistake. Are you going to hold on that mistake and say, you have done this to me? Astaghfirullah. What have we done for our parents? What have we given them? They have sacrificed everything for us. They make some mistake. You hold on that particular mistake and you keep on attacking them because of that. Is that right? Very wrong. You have no right to compare what you can offer to your parent and what the parent can offer you. What they have given you, you have no way to compare at all. They have gone through a lot of pain, suffering, crying, just because, especially the mother, to deliver you and keep on taking care of you, clean you up, dress you up, feed you. You know, Allahu Akbar. If defamatory remarks are printed about you, know that the half of those that read such things quickly forget them, while the other half are uninterested in the first place. If you are correct, you don't have to, Allah will protect you. But if you are a hypocrite, of course, then you are in trouble. When the public is responding to you, you have to look into yourself. Is that what they say is correct? I overlook, overconfident. I must change now. I must prove to them that what I say, I will do it. You don't just keep on talking. Yeah? You don't keep on talking. You just keep on picking people you want to please. Okay. People you don't please, you are not inferior. No, no. It's just like a father. You cannot just love one kid and you ignore the other. You must be fair to your children. The same go to the mother. Mother, father is like a leader to their children. Now you have four children. Who normally suffer most? If you have children, normally who will suffer most? Normally who will feel that they are losing a lot of attention? Yeah? The elders. The elders, when they are there the first, all the love is towards her or him. Because they're only one. You have another one now, it's been shared. Third one, share further. Fourth one, khalas, the fourth one is like a honey. The rest is like vinegar, you know. Thing changed. Not normally being human, because the younger one always have more attention than the elders. That make the elders a bit jealous. My mom don't love me like before anymore because of my younger one. And that's why anything happened to the young, the elders is to be blamed. Why? What happened to the young one? Who do this? We don't do anything. The young one sometimes very, very cunning. But we elderly people, we don't use our wisdom. They complain, oh, sister do this to me, brother do this. What should you do? Bring everybody around. What do you say? Any explanation from the elders? That's how we have to help. Show them we are not a parent who will just take side. We want to know the truth. So train the children. None of you should try to manipulate. Is that easy? Yeah, we overlook. We overlook. That's why when I meet up with my sibling, we always give extra to our elders because we know they have gone through a lot of tests, yeah, or problem more than us. They have given in a lot. So we always give them that kind of respect. The elder sister or you are better than us in many ways because you have been very, very patient. Yeah. That's how we teach the young to respect the elders. Even the elders may not be very well off in education, you are better, but never criticize and belittle the elders. We become better because of their sacrifice. They give in a lot. Yeah. We don't know. This is a value that we must remember. Yeah? Good and bad is our prophet, the best man. People still criticize him. But he is the best. He never make mistake like us. But people still want to condemn him. But as human, we know we have a lot of mistake. When people criticize, we have to look into the mirror and check. Whatever they say is true, I have to make some changes. I have to do something, not because I am power, I'm the father, I'm the mother. Yeah, I have the veto to do anything. No, you must play your role. If not, the family will be very sad. The children will be very sad. Yeah? This is what we have to look into. You don't have to be worry about people want to say anything. But what they say is correct, you must be very grateful. There are people who dare to remind you, talk to you, it's good. We are not like the leaders before. When Omar ibn Khattab become the leader, he asked the people. And you know, Omar is a very, very strict person. Even the Prophet said, where Omar walked, shaitan will run away. Shaitan run away. That means if Omar al-Khattab today is alive, he walked in Chowkit, Bukit Bintang, all the nonsense will run away. Except the star will be there, the bintang-bintang will be there. Because he is a man of no nonsense. That is Omar. But when he became a leader, he asked his people, what will we do to me if I am misguiding all of you? I am not doing the right thing. A woman from behind take up her sword. We will crack you with this sword. He was very proud that there are people who really protect the truth, want the truth, fear nothing except the truth. They want to be right. Allahu Akbar. And this is very, very important. Today, whoever attack you, you come very hard on them. Don't do that. You need somebody who is strong enough to keep on reminding you. Who used to remind the children? Who used to remind the children in the family? Father or mother? Father or mother? Yeah? Mother, yes. Because the mother is the one who is with the baby from the very, very beginning. Children cannot trick the mother. Their trick all is in, you don't, yeah, play with me, you know. I know, you know, from day one, from A to Z, I know your character. But they can trick the father. The father is too busy with outside world, with friend, meeting. They don't even know the character of the child, but not the mother. So there is a difference. Yeah? So do not create further noise and fuss by refuting what has been said. The wise people say, people are oblivious of you and me and are busily striving for their bread. And if one of them is thirsty, he will forget my death and yours. Yeah, people forget very easy. When they get what they want, khalas. You know? So you don't just get upset and carry on with the sadness. You feel sad when you are wrong, nobody is there to remind you. You should feel sad. That means people don't like you anymore. People just wait for you to keep on failing. When people is there to remind, people still care of you. That's why they keep on reminding. Why the parents keep on reminding children? Because they love the children. That's why they keep on reminding the children so that they never repeat and make the same mistake. When they don't want to talk to you, you not call us. It's your life, your problem. You face it by yourself. That is not good at all. A poet said, do not broadcast your affair to your sitting companions because they are jealous and will rejoice at your misfortune. Sometimes you have a lot of things to share. Don't go and boast around. Don't boast around. Oh, I'm like this, I'm like that. All mine, me, I. It's like, yeah, you are the big angels. You are always right. No. Because even you are trying to show off what they will feel sometimes, the jealousy. Wow. This guy, eh? Very boastful. He seems to show off. Yeah, everything he say is correct. Everything he do is correct. But we know that he's wrong. So they wait for something bad to happen to you. They will enjoy. We don't want that. You are good, alhamdulillah. But you must not just feel good. Because good is not just how you behave, how you react. Today the world is very different. People have access to everything. You know, whatever you say, if you broadcast, the more, the louder you say, then the people, you know, will be exposed further. So good people normally, they are very humble. They speak very little, only when it's necessary. But they prove to you actions speak louder than word. We know that. You don't like your parent to nag at you, children? Just do. Usually they stop nagging. Because you have been doing what they want you to do, khalas. Nothing for them to say anymore. They'll be very happy. Every day their blood pressure is normal. Why? Because the children know what to do. But if not, then the blood pressure is always up. Because each time they want to talk to you, it's like talking to the wall. Because you don't react. Example. Yeah? A house that has within it salinity and bread is better than a house that is replete with many kind of expensive foods, yet is a place of trouble and unrest. We like, the Prophet did mention that it is a blessing. There's nothing wrong to have a big house, big home, no problem. Spaces, good transport, no problem. Islam never said you should not have good transport. Islam never said you should just live in a small hut. No, you have the means, enjoy. You want to buy so many things, you can buy. You have the means, no problem. But don't think by decorating everything in the house with all the expensive things can bring peace and happiness. No. Whatever you have, even the little you have, but you are happy. You are contented. Yeah, it's more valuable, more meaningful than just have everything you want, but you can't even enjoy. Still complaining. Have you seen people who always complain? He want more, he want more. And they don't even make use of it. Sometimes you have this. Think and you feel there's no need anymore. Share with other people. We know all of us are aware, see our cupboard. Look at our cupboard. How many dresses we hang? How many dresses? Only Allah knows. And we keep on buying. Yeah. Some we don't even use anymore. But it's still there. It's normal. It's okay. But don't overdo. Be contented with what you have. Anything addition, no problem. But don't burden yourself. Don't burden yourself. This is very, very important. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Remember, if you have everything with expensive things, expensive food, the place may cause a lot of problem and unrest to you sometimes. You buy expensive thing, you hang here, and somebody just touch and fall and break. What happened? What happened? Normally what happened? Oh, only God knows. Yeah. You were screamed, you were cursed, and then khalas, no more peace. Yeah. But that thing is just a thing. Because of that thing, it breaks you into pieces. And you start to blame, you hit the table, you hit the person sometimes, your loved one, your kid, or your wife. Why you do that? Khalas, if anything drop, break, what do we say as a Muslim? What do we say? Anything that is spoiled, what do we say? We just said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything is a gift from Allah. Allah take it back. Gone. Are we going to torture our children? Yeah? Keep on hitting them because of one picture or one frame that we love so much? Are you going to break them into pieces because of that? Do you think you die, people will bury with all the things that you love so much together in the grave with you? Do you think that people you love, the handphone people, will put a handphone with you when you die? It's mine, mine, mine. Don't touch. Do you think people let it with you? No. You are dead, khalas. Nothing belongs to you. You go back to Allah alone. Everything as a thing, we will take over. That is life. Don't get upset. I know sometimes being human in the beginning when I'm learning about Islam too, sometimes we love something so much, and that is where the test will come. When you love something more than the Creator, you suffer more. You can love the creation, but don't love them more than the Creator. Then, alhamdulillah. You just have to say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything came from Allah, and to Allah it will return. Our life is from Allah, and it will return back soon, sooner or later. What you have, everything belongs to Him. You make use of it properly, Allah will increase His blessing. You are ungrateful, then Allah will take it back. Your health is like the boy here, very healthy. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You should be grateful. Take care of your health. Take care of your food. Take care of your drink. Your body have right upon you. You are so safe, so secure today. Take care of your security. Your safety is important. Be in the right place. Always, not in the wrong place. Yeah. Everything is very important for us to have the right understanding. Yeah? We continue a bit, 1, 2, 3. Stop to reflect. Do not be sad again. La tahzan, Allah always say. Don't entertain sadness. Sadness will come, but don't keep on entertaining sadness. You just have to try to reflect and move forward. Learn from what happened. Okay? For sickness, example, is a transient state of being. The sin can be forgiven, the debt will be repaid. The captive will be released. The beloved one who is abroad will return. The sinner will repent. The poor will be increased in their wealth. When everybody is trying to move or do something, there will be some changes. Nothing stays stagnant. When there is a movement, there is a hope. That's why when you are healthy, you can move, move. When you can walk, walk. You know? You don't be lazy, you don't want to walk. One day you cannot walk, then you realize, astaghfirullah, what happened to my leg? When you can walk, you don't want to walk. Walk. When you can run, run, no problem. But always do things moderately. Nothing stays stagnant. There are people who are poor before, suddenly they become rich because they never give up hope. They try their best. And richness is not just because you have a lot of money. Well, no. You are contented. You have peace. And you can make friends wherever you go. You are humble. Everywhere you go, people just welcome you. Alhamdulillah. Example, because you are a kind person, you are very helpful, very positive, creative, constructive. You'll be happy. Yeah? We know you have sins. Everybody has sins. But your sin can easily be forgiven by Allah. For Allah is so easy. Just repent in khalas. There are times when you repent to Him, He do not just forgive you, He erase all your record. No more. Khalas. Allah will erase completely. Just an example. But human, they may forgive you, but it's hard to erase. They stay there. It's not their fault. They have the right. Why you keep it? Why do you keep something that is so hurtful? Why? Anybody can share with me why? Why you keep on remembering something that they have done to you that is so bad? Why? Is it good? Is it good? It can be good. It can be good. It can be very useful. There is a saying you remember, once bitten, twice shy. It is a reminder to you, be careful. If they can do this to you now, they can still do it again. So you just have to protect yourself, stay away. That's how you move on. Lesson learned. Why Allah keep on telling us about the past? In the Quran, talk about the past. To remind us. It's a reminder. If you keep on forgetting, you will be a victim again. You put your trust to someone more than God, Allah, and they betray you. Do you feel hurt? Do you feel hurt? Of course. How can you do this to me? I trust you with everything. You shouldn't have trust them more than trusting Allah. So next time, you don't put your trust to anyone more than Allah. That is what Allah and the Prophet taught us. Trust Allah more than anyone. Allah will not betray us. He's always there. When you trust human who is not perfect, where the jinn and the evil keep on whispering and then create hatred among you, why must you do that? Just an example, humble example. As human, a lady and a man, you are stranger to one another. Then you are a friend now. Now you want to get closer so that you want to have a family. Do you share everything with both parties? Do you want to say, I'm going to tell you everything about my past. I want to be very transparent to you. And the man also agreed. I also want to be very transparent, you. I don't want to hide anything from you. I want to come to you clean. Do you think it's wise? Don't ever do it. He's a man, you are a woman, we are human. Islam don't allow you to do that. Don't think that you are smart. Oh, I'm very sincere. I'm very truthful. Good. Alhamdulillah. The past is your past, is his past. The best thing you can say, let me be your future. I'm not going backward. Let me, let you, let us look into the future. Don't go and tell everything A to Z. I am like this, I am like that, I create this problem, I commit this sin, I hurt so many people. Wow, you think that you are great now. The minute you have problem, then you know. Then you, it's just like, no, he have the gun, you supply him bullets. What will happen? Now he shoot at you. Remember. It so happened, he also have give you his bullet. Then you come to attack. Huh? You don't forget. You know, you told me this A, B, C, D, E, F. It's not good at all. You just start to know each other. You start from there. My past is my secret. Your past is your secret. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. No benefit. But everybody learn from that. What bad thing have happened, don't repeat. That's all I want from you. I want to know you from the day I knew you. That's all. I knew that you are a good guy. you are not stingy, selfish, caring. That's the only thing I want to know about you now, because that's what you show me. Don't go more than that. Because nobody is perfect, correct? If you're going to go further, you'll be very sad one day. That's how we move on, brother and sister. Yeah? Do not be sad. For do you not see how a black cloud disperses and the violent winds subside, weather keep on changing? Today, sunny day, tomorrow, rainy day. Things keep on changing. The sky is so clear, suddenly the sky becomes so cloudy. That is whatever that Allah has shown us day and night, hot and dry, is telling us things always change. Nothing is always the same. So you just be positive. Your hardship will be followed by comfort and your future is bright. That's why Allah says, innamal usri yusra, innamal usri yusra. You will have some difficulty, challenges. You may fail one day, but don't give up. Work up again. It's like a baby. Yeah, from just lying down, one side, later on they can turn. In the beginning, baby just do not know how to turn. Now he know how to turn. Now he know how to crawl. And they fall again, hurt themselves. They never stop crawling. Now they start to stand. They fall again, hurt themselves. They never stop standing. And they start to walk. You just do your level best. Things will start to change. It's a reminder. Look at how we were created by Allah. From knowing nothing. Helpless. You cannot even eat by yourself. Wash yourself. Everybody will be helped by somebody. As you grow, things change. Correct? You remember that boy? There are a lot of changes in our life. Yeah. It's sure to happen. So don't let whatever bad experience you have to stop you from moving forward. Learn from it. Never give up hope. Move forward. Yeah? Do not be sad, for the blaze of the sun is extinguished by luminous and shade. The thirst of noon is refreshed by fresh water. The pang of hunger finds relief in warm bread. And the anxiety of sleeplessness is followed by the calm repose. And the pain of sickness are soon forgotten after the return of health. It is only upon you to forbear for a short time and to be patient for a few moments. What is happening is the reality of life, just for a while. You just have patience, move on. Do not be sad, for even doctors, wise men, scholar, and poet are weak and unable to defy or change that which has been decreed, been ordained. Everyone have problems. Everyone will be tested. Leader will be tested. Father, mother, husband, wife, children, doctors, engineers, scientists, everyone will be tested. Just be ready to accept what Allah has ordained and move forward. If you don't know, that's why we have classes to keep on reminding all of us and showing you the way out. Like what Allah said, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever have faith in Allah, taqwa in Allah, Allah show you ways to overcome your problem. Ali ibn Jablah said, perhaps a way out will come. Perhaps. We comfort ourselves with perhaps, with hope. So do not despair when you meet with something that you don't like. Don't give up. With affliction that weaken your spirit, don't be despair. Since the closest one come, sometimes the one who is close to you is back to you. To relieve is where he loses all hope. Yeah? So remember, don't be sad. Select for yourself that which Allah has chosen for you. Stand if he causes you to stand. Sit if he, Allah, order you to sit. Show sabar, patience, if he has made you to be poor. And be grateful if he made you to be rich. These points are understood from the statement, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, Islam as the religion, and Prophet Muhammad as the messenger. This is the prayer that the Prophet recommends all of us to recite every morning and evening. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami dina, wa bi muhammadin nabiyya aw rasula. Very short recitation, but very meaningful. After Fajr, after Maghrib, please keep on reciting this. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi muhammadin nabiyya aw rasula. Said, O Allah, I am pleased to be your servant, to worship you, that you are my Lord. When you are pleased with Allah, whatever Allah ordained, you accept. No complaint. And I'm so pleased I have Islam as a guidance. Anything I don't know, I just go back to Islam and find the way out. And I'm so pleased that I become the follower of the last messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever follow his way, you will never turn astray. Yeah, Allah even remind us, the Prophet remind us, whoever obey the Prophet, he obey Allah. It's not difficult. Yeah? And you never come across in the teaching of the Prophet call you to do anything negative. No. Call you to do anything wrong. No. Always want the best. He loves us more than our parent. And he has gone through all the pain and suffering for us. And he is very proud of us. That on and off the Prophet would say to the companion, Mata alqa ashabi. Yeah. Oh, Mata alqa ikhwani. When, O Allah, I can meet my family. He always say this. When can I meet my family? So the companion was surprised. He said, Alastu ikhwanuka ya Rasulullah? And are not we your family? He said, Antum ashabi. You are my companions. Oh, very special companions, of course. But there will come a time, the people who believe in me, who follow my teaching, without seeing me. Who are they? Who are they? We are the group of people that he is asking Allah, "Oh Allah, when can I see them? When can I meet up with them?" The love the Prophet had towards all of us. He is not just a prophet to the people and his time. He is a prophet to the end of time, to all of us until today. That's why billions of people become his followers. Black, white, Arab, non-Arab, rich, poor, professors, a driver, a grab food rider. Everybody follow one man. And people ask us, "Who's your prophet?" Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful. Now he loves us a lot. And he had been praying for us when he was alive. Can you imagine he's asking Allah, "When can I meet up with my family?" So he's telling the people who he considers as family is those who believe in him without seeing him, who don't live in his time. Allahu Akbar. Normally we say, "Oh, how can he remember me?" The Prophet will remember us. And he's waiting for us, brother and sister. He's waiting for us to offer his intercession in Shafa. The only thing we have to do by now, don't delay. Follow his sunnah. Without following his sunnah, we will fail ourselves. You cannot say, "I love Prophet Muhammad. I love him so much. I'm making salawat every day." But loving him is not just making salawat. What did he say? "None of you is really a true believer until you control your desire and follow what I want you to do. Don't do what you like to do for him. Do what he wants you to do." The Prophet don't need us to celebrate his birthday. Sometimes we are very emotional. "Oh, we celebrate our birthday, our friend's birthday. Why can't we celebrate the birthday of Prophet?" You love him. You love him, follow his teaching. That's all. Simple. He don't want you to waste. Why are you going to have a cake? Who is going to eat? He's not going to eat with you. You know? You are the one who's going to enjoy the cake. You know? So if you love him, follow his teaching. Don't start to create all this nonsense. Now they are doing that later on. They say that, "Oh, we love our prophet. We have a big birthday cake." That is not the right way. When you do think that is again his teaching, while you are celebrating his birthday, you say, you think that he forbid you. Example, then you put candle and then you can blow. The Prophet said, "Don't blow into your food. If they eat cake, just eat the cake. You don't and put candle for what? That is not our value." Yeah. That is the pagan's value. And now you go and blow. You have a microscope, it tells you all your saliva is there already. COVID time you do that, you eat by yourself. "I don't want to eat." It's very dirty, unsafe, unclean. You don't blow. Even the Prophet said, when you want to eat food, you want to eat, drink any drink that is hot, don't blow towards your food. Just have some patience. That's why our fellow Malaysian are known with tetarik. No tetarik. Means he want to make the tea fast. Yeah, that you can drink fast. If the Chinese like hot. For the other people, they say space is so limited. I tarik. So now the tea is ready for you to drink. Quickly drink, cabut. I want that space for another customer. They have an agenda. Don't stay too long. Don't buy a cup of tea and you stay for half an hour. No, There are so many passengers and other client waiting, no space. After 10 minutes, bye-bye, go. So you can, don't ever blow. And when you eat and drink with anybody, if the hot food is hot, just let it cool down for a while. Then you enjoy your food. May Allah bless all of us, inshallah, when we have the right understanding and when we follow this recitation. Remember, we will continue the rest in the coming class. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi muhammadin nabiya or rasula. Just recite that, remember that. You see Allah's blessing will be there, because the Prophet did mention, whoever said this and they really mean it, Allah will be very pleased with them. And when Allah is pleased with us, when we return back to Allah, we will pass the test in the grave. Because when we go down 6 feet, the Q&A is there. So there will be question and answer, answer given. They say, if you want to sit for an exam and the question is being given to you, answer is given to you, do you think you will fail? How do you feel, boy? Yeah? You are going to sit for an exam and the teacher gives you the question already and also the answer. Do you think you will fail? No. I have a very good teacher who loved me so much. He gave me every, I am sure to pass on. So for us as Muslims, you are sure to pass the trial of the grave, because the question of Munkar Nakir is given. Answer also given by the Prophet. Angel will ask, Ma Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Raditu billahi Rabba Allah. Because you have been worshipping Him, calling upon Him. What is your religion? Islam. Who is your prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finish. He don't ask more than that. These three. And we will never fail. Inshallah. But please, don't just recite like a parrot. When you say you are pleasing Allah, you love Allah, whatever Allah wants you to do, try your best to do it. If you say you love Islam, follow Islam. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim wherever I go. I'm not just a Muslim, Friday Muslim, or Hari Raya Muslim. I'm Muslim 24/7. So I'm a Muslim. I dress like a Muslim wherever I am. I'm in the mosque, I dress like this. Outside the mosque, I also cover my aura. Wherever I go, I cover my aura. That is my identity. I'm a Muslim. Wherever I go, I will pray because I'm a Muslim. I'm proud to be a Muslim. I only look for halal food because I'm a Muslim. That's all. Be a Muslim wherever you are. Don't keep on changing. If your name is Muhammad, Abdullah, wherever you go, people, what's your name? Abdullah. Don't change the word. What's your name? La, my name, la. Why la? Abdullah. Be proud of who you are. I'm a Muslim. I act like a Muslim. I talk like a Muslim. I dress like a Muslim. I eat like a Muslim. I drink like a Muslim. I pray like a Muslim. And if you ask, who is your prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this question is not easy to answer if you don't follow up with action. You just recite. Keep on reciting. Raditu billahi rabba bil islami dina bi muhammadin nabiyya. You just recite, but you don't even follow. Then it's just lip service. It's not going to help you. So may Allah guide us and bless and protect us and make us a good practicing Muslim and Muslimah, and be proud of who we are. I mean, if there are any questions, you want to open for Q&A, fadda. Any question? Any question in the floor? Online? No? Good. Okay.
Assalam, Datuk.
Assalam wa rahmatullah.
Just to add on, or just to comment about this, since we are talking about don't be sad, in a very restricted context, in a very small, in a family context, right?
Okay.
Involving husband and wife, children and parents.
Yeah.
Very rare. We always find the technicalities how to make our son behave well, to be obedient to parents. Likewise, husband and wife, to have happiness in a family, in a very small context. But sometimes we forget, besides going to the technicalities, for example, if your students or your children not doing well, the father will look for the best tuition, for the best food, things like that.
Correct.
But I notice very rare that we address that the parents, especially the father, as a breadwinner, to look for a halal
income.
So I want to share, because I've got a lot of friends, even in family members, they are rich, they are the poor ones, but it's the poor ones who sometimes have contentment, since we are talking about contentment, because everything is halal. You may have the best house, you're still unhappy. For the mushrikeen, kafir, they even commit suicide. So I think halal haram is very important for the parents to bear in mind that something wrong with family. Don't just attack your children. Maybe you don't get a proper income, halal income. That's what I want to share.
Very true. It's a good sharing from the brother. Why Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us? First, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas kullu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Then later on he said, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kullu min at-tayyibat ma razaqnakum. First he called everyone, mankind, all people, eat, drink, because we have to live, we have to survive. To live on planet Earth, you have to eat, you have to drink what is halal and good. So eating halal, drinking halal food and drink is not only for Muslim, for everyone who love yourself, take care of your body. You are what you eat. But then Allah continue again, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kulu minat tayyibat. Normally, the believer will respond very well. You may eat halal food, like the brother say. You eat Kentucky, halal. McDonald's, halal. Pizza, halal. Alhamdulillah, there's so many halal food in our country compared with other countries. But then you must remember your income. Is your income halal if you accept bribery? You have money. Oh, you are so rich now, saving here, saving there. And you can buy so many food for your children. You overlook. It's not the fault of the children, they don't know. You have betrayed your children by feeding them with food that is halal, but the income is haram. No blessing, of course. The blessing only comes when you do something halal. Even you are so, you have everything dunya to give to your children, but you see there's a lot of problem. One thing the children are not thankful, keep on demanding, never feel enough. They are not contented. They are demanding. They are spoiled. They become ungrateful sometimes because the blessing is not there. So please don't forget to look into your income. Make sure that we only find halal income. Halal income, you have peace. You don't worry. You can sleep well. Nobody come after you. Nothing. For those who have so much money, we don't know where they get the money from. And they keep on saying, no, we are clean, we are clean. Oh, you can say you are clean. You know? Anybody say they are clean, nobody will say, I'm dirty. No. But you must know Allah knows what you are doing. People may not see you, but Allah sees you. You just keep on talking. If you have done something wrong, you just be quiet and then repent. Don't boast around. You know, the Prophet ﷺ even warned us, he said, as long as my ummah, even they have committed sin, Allah will forgive them. Because they admit, they acknowledge. But people who are proud with their sins, you still talk so great about themselves, even they are committing all the sin, they are proud. These people, their time that Allah will not forgive them, because you are sending the wrong message across, that it's okay, don't worry. The small, small sin become big. The big one, no problem. So you can commit more bigger sin. Don't worry. You'll be protected. The one that steal 100 ringgit, you go to jail. Example. That is very, very wrong. You're sending the wrong message. One, you know, you should know how to behave. Yeah? We just ask Allah for forgiveness and stop doing all the wrong thing. And whatever the authority want to come to you, you just be ready. But the problem today is when people of authority favor you, and then you have make you proud of your own sin, and they encourage other people to do more because you don't do what you have to do. Yeah. May Allah protect us. Yeah, what the brother sharing is important. Make sure your food that you eat, you drink is halal. Not only the food and drink. Make sure that the money that you have to buy the food is halal. I end by saying one day the Prophet ﷺ, he have said that one of the prayer will not be rejected by Allah is the prayer of a traveler. So there was one traveler in the time, the Prophet and the Arabs, he was traveling, and then with all the dust, you know, when you travel in the desert, you know, you are not fresh and the dust. And then he keep on raising his hand, oh Allah, give me this, oh Allah, do this for me, please. He was asking Allah. But then he said to the Prophet, but Allah don't seem to respond to my prayer. What happened? You said the prayer of a traveler is close to Allah and will not be rejected, but my prayer has not been answered. So the Prophet said to him, Allah is good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيْبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيْبٌ, will not accept anything except from the good thing that you have been doing. How can Allah answer the prayer of so and so when his food, when his drink and his garment is haram? So it caught the travelers by surprise. No, I eat halal food. I drink halal drink. I drink water. I drink milk. I eat only halal food. I dress garment like you, Ya Rasulullah. No, jubba is not haram. I don't wear silk. Silk is haram for the male. So the Prophet said, the meaning of this hadith is not only the food must be halal, not only the drink must be halal, or your garment is a halal garment, but your income that buy that food. It's just that you go to the shop, you steal chocolate. Is the chocolate halal? No, the chocolate is halal. It's halal chocolate. But because you don't pay, you stole. And you can say, Bismillah. It now make halal. It's halal. Because you stole that thing. It don't belong to you. You just have to pay. Then it become halal. Just an example. Bribery is haram. And that's why you have all these anti-corruption teams here and there to monitor, to make sure that we behave. And that's why when you go to China, yeah, I just came back to China 1 month ago. They informed me one thing is very hard to be corrupted when dealing with the government servant, because everyone, police or anything, they have body cam. Custom, police, immigration, they got body cam. There is a camera. And there is a group of people monitoring everything. Everywhere, every corner, there is a CCTV. Any black, very dark area, a spot that is not easy to be seen, there is a CCTV. So, anybody want to do anything wrong, you just be ready. Just by few minutes, you know who is going to visit you. You will have special bodyguard. It helped the nation to behave. So everybody start to be fair to everyone. Wrong, wrong, right, right, cause. I heard that our country also, they were trying to introduce the body cam, but nobody want to use it yet. Maybe one day. Why people don't want to use it? Everybody are so used with without cam. So that I'm free to do what I want to do. When I stop you, I always want to negotiate with you. Apa macam? I'm wrong, forgive me. Okay, don't do it again. You want to go to the station, it may cost you like this, but we can, you know, we can find a better way. So what is this? How can you discipline the people? You look at around us, rubbish everywhere. What is happening? No reinforcement. They bypass, they look, they don't see anything. They only see money here and there. You should stop. We prepare for your rubbish bin. Why you throw outside? Why you make this place dirty like a rubbish? Like a rubbish bin. Reinforce. That's why when country do this, so clean and better for everybody. Here is a small restaurant, and beside here, all the rubbish. I don't know how you can eat there. But it's common. A lot of bad things is happening because we all are not God-fearing people. We don't care. Everybody think of themselves. They don't see the wrong thing. Everywhere they see money on it. When can I get extra money? For what? You don't want Allah's blessing? Allah is going to bless you if you carry out your job properly, with dignity. People respect you. That is where the barakah. People talk good about you. People pray for you. That is what we need. You have given a salary. Be contented. You want extra, you have spare time, do some overtime kind of thing, you can do. May Allah protect all of us. Amen. Brother and sister, let us make a prayer for an uncle of our sister Anis, Johnny bin Abdullah, who just passed away. Not here, but they are in Palis. I will make the prayer. You can say Amin, inshallah. May Allah shower His blessing and mercy upon Junaid bin Abdullah, who have just passed away and returned back to you, O Allah. Allahumma qfillahu warhamahu wa'afihi wa'fu anhu وأكرم نزوله وواسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيه من القضايا كما ينقى الثوب أبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدله دارا خير من داره أهلا خير من أهلي زوجا خير من زوجي اللهم أدخله جنتك وأعزه من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تدلنا بعده اللهم اغفر لي حينا ميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنسانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيا على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان Oh Allah, we are keeping asking your forgiveness, your mercy upon Junaid bin Abdullah. Oh Allah, give him a good place so that he'll be among the righteous people. And make him people that you are pleased, Ya Rahman, with. Clean his sin, O Allah, with pure water, like how a white piece of cloth is being cleaned from all the filth, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Replace for him a better life, a better environment than the one that he have in this life. Enter him to your paradise and protect him from the torment of the grave and the torment of hellfire. O Allah, make his family not to be misled after his departure. Guide them like how he used to guide them when he was alive. And don't forbid anything good that he have left behind to bring benefit for those who are still alive. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين وبالله توفيقي والآخر دعوانا والحمد لله العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله